is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another journey together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. You also can hear us in Detroit on 93.5 FM and 99.1 FM and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk. It is a pretty cool day to be here on the bye week breakdown for Michigan at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. This dude knows radio. This dude knows when we're going live. Also with Doug Skeen, five-time Big Ten champion on the offensive line. They called him the Bulldozer back in the day. The Big House Bulldozer. Four-time Rose Bowler. And he'll join us throughout the broadcast. We'll be here talking Michigan football, Michigan State. Lions will get to Gruden resigning. What about Kyrie Irving now told by the Brooklyn Nets he can't come to work unless he's vaccinated? Not an NBA rule, but a mandate in New York City. Ah, politics and sports. It's a beautiful thing in America today. Major League Baseball playoffs and more. Superfly Hayes is back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios in downtown GR. He was recognized by the American Producers Association, the APA, as the best producer in the state of Michigan. Congratulations, Superfly. I know the Hayes family is throwing a celebration tonight at the Mini Sheep and Mini Horse Ranch in Rockford, just north of GR. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. You don't get crushed with bounce backs, and you can text us anytime you want to. It's free and no ads, okay? Once in a while, you get a text from me saying, hey, man, when we go live, you got to zip it, okay? I love it. Ballas, Skeen. Chris is giving me dirty looks. We're doing a live show. He's trying to order lunch. I'm like, we're live on 20 stations statewide, Chris. TheWolverine.com is going crazy. Record hits, record listens to the Skeen Ballas Michigan Football Podcast. Michigan and Michigan State are on a collision course. Destiny is calling for October 30th at the Woodshed in East Lansing. 7-0 Michigan State if they beat Indiana on Saturday, and then Michigan should beat Northwestern. You know what would be a really big buzzkill, fellas, if Indiana beats Michigan State and Northwestern beats Michigan? I do want to welcome in a refresh Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. His dirty looks are worth a picture at Huge Show on Twitter. Doug Skeen. Fellas, we're here talking football, bye week for Michigan, and the biggest thing would be the bye week. Did it come at the right time after two emotional physical games at Wisconsin and at Nebraska? Doug, what do you think?
This is a perfect time. It's also the halfway point of the season. So you got
I know we got some guys in that offensive line kind of banged up a little bit. We saw that Saturday night, some fellas rotating in there that did a good job. And so what a better time to have the break, but in the exact midway point of the season, right when you need to take a deep breath after what you've accomplished so far, reset yourself, take a day off and relax a little bit, get some rehab and get ready for the second half.
The dirty look was for the birdie on 18 that beat me, number one, okay? So I'm going to tell you that.
I love you. You're so nice. You're thanking the waitress. I hear the music.
Exactly.
Superfly's going, T-minus 10, yeah. 9,
I didn't hear
8.
That.
You didn't hear that?
I did not.
That's
so.
You know, Space Center. Yeah. The guy isn't talking on the other
this
mic.
This radio thing is new to me.
No,
so.
It's not. You're very good at it.
I appreciate it.
You are. You're awesome.
But I'll say this. We asked, our John Borton asked that question of Jim Harbaugh, because when you're 6-0, a lot of the times, right, Skeen, you want to keep playing. If you're on a roll and you're feeling really good about each other, but they kind of limped into that Nebraska game with a lot of injuries, and we'd heard before the game that both of the guards hadn't practiced all week, Bill, and they might not go, and we saw they played sparingly, but you had some young kids in there that really answered the bell. And you know there's that cliche, at Michigan, the expectation is for the position, but it's damn true. And those kids stepped up. I thought Carson Barnhart did well. Reese Atterbury even got in there. There were three or four guys. You can tell, too, that Andrew Vistardis isn't 100% at this point, but nobody is. But to play through it, to me, is a big deal. So Jim Harbaugh did say to our John Borton, he said, this is the perfect time for a bye. It's not always the case. It certainly is this time.
So how good is this Michigan football team right now, guys? When you look at them and you see number 7 in the country, you look at the comeback against Nebraska, winning at Wisconsin, those two teams aren't ranked, and we'll talk more about that later. But is this team legit? I mean, the Michigan fans, the massive amount of interaction at thewolverine.com, the huge show Facebook and Twitter pages, anything Michigan or Michigan State is gold right now. How good is Michigan? What do they need to work on? And are they a legitimate Big Ten championship type team?
They're not without areas of improvement for sure, but they're right where they should be. They're a top 10 team in this country, no doubt. They're one of the better teams in the Big Ten. They will battle for this Big Ten championship. They're having fun. I've seen enough college football this fall to know that these teams from the Big Ten, Michigan included, are where they should be ranked. And it's exciting to see this much attention to the league, and specifically the Big Ten East. I think Michigan's right where they want to be, obviously 6-0. But like I said, though, there are things that, you know, clearly this is what the coaching staff does. You're 6-0, but there ain't, as Jim, I think Jim said, we're not planning any parades yet. No one's taking any bows, and they shouldn't be. And so I'm sure this coaching staff is finding some areas. You're going to mark a negative or two on a grade sheet. Remind these guys you're not perfect and there's a long way to go. And it looks like this team has the maturity to handle this. And so I look forward to seeing what they do here in the second half.
Chris, how good is Michigan right now? And you look at this team, and you were there at Wisconsin, at Nebraska for thewolverine.com. You guys do the Michigan football podcast that people can listen to each week at thewolverine.com. Where is this team strong enough to win the Big Ten and maybe even get to the college football playoff? And where are their weaknesses that could be exposed by the big boys left on that schedule, including Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State?
Yeah, is the passing game going to be good enough? Now, Cade McNamara has been really good and done everything asked of him. Now, part of the thing that makes him such a good quarterback is that he's not making huge mistakes. He's got one interception, a bad one at Nebraska, and not losing yardage. Somebody was comparing him to Shea Patterson, and I was looking to see how many times Shea Patterson got sacked, and I think it was like 40-something times.
I was tracking it at that time. It was well over 30.
Exactly. Yeah. And part of playing quarterback is knowing when to throw the ball. And people can say, oh, what a terrible pass, but sometimes a bad pass is a good pass if you're throwing the ball away and not taking the sack, and that's something that has been underrated, in my opinion, is that he's not taking the sacks. If he's getting pressured, he's getting out of the pocket, getting rid of the ball. That's huge for a quarterback. And then not turning the ball over, not dropping snaps. That's another thing that Shea Patterson did. He had 4 fumbles, I think, in the first 2 games of 2019. So this kid is protecting the ball. But does he have championship DNA when to make those big throws in those big games on the road? Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State. That's what we're going to find out. And then the cornerbacks, in my opinion, on defense. The front 7 is great it out well. You brought this up today that it was either for the Nebraska game or overall for the season. They're up there in the top five.
No, number two behind Georgia
exactly.
on the front seven.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And I think Georgia far and away is the best
yes.
defense in America, and they are the top team right now. I'm not sure their offense is as good as those Alabama national championship teams.
Right.
Team to watch is Cincinnati. We haven't talked about Cincinnati at all. Problem is, they're not going to play anybody now.
Yeah.
They're trying to build up UCF, Central Florida, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is fool's gold right
yes.
now. Okay, if you're a leprechaun, it's fool's gold. And I'm talking any leprechaun that's listening. That is not a knock on anybody Irish. I don't
Here
need that.
Here we go.
Yeah, we don't want that. But, Cincinnati is the other team. So, Michigan is in that mix, and they control their destiny. That Michigan State game, I think, is a swing game. They should take care of business against Northwestern after this weekend's bye. And when they go to East Lansing, if they leave there with a W, I'll really believe this team can win the Big Ten.
It's the next swing game. The first one was at Wisconsin. Well,
yes.
The first one was Washington.
Right.
And then the next one was at Wisconsin, and the next one was at Nebraska, and the next one up will be absolutely at Michigan State. We'll see if this team and this program has advanced to the point where they can handle this moment and come out of there with a victory. Michigan State is a very good football team.
Doug Skeen is joining us. He is part of the Michigan Football Podcast. You guys got quiet there. What happened?
Alex shot me a look.
What did he give you a look
at? I think they're good offensively. Michigan State. Yeah, I think their defense has a lot
to
prove.
So you think
still.
He's too high on Michigan State?
No, I think Michigan State is right where they should be, too. You've beaten everybody
in
front
10.
Of you. They are. Yeah. The one that I question is Iowa. Is Iowa really the second best team in the country?
And I question Penn State's offense, even
right.
with Clifford.
I mean, none of these teams are infallible.
Who's Penn State's
in the Big
best win? I know they beat Auburn at
right.
home.
And that's a good win.
However, it's an okay win.
Right. It's a solid win. Good, not great.
Here we go.
Yeah, so, about a year ago it began.
Yes,
good, not great.
It will never
Stafford.
End.
And my, what a difference a year makes.
Oh, boy.
So we'll get to the good, not great Stafford and Goff coming up later. Chris Ballas is one of the voices from the Wolverine.com. Doug Skeen is awesome. I don't see him get quiet too often, so I didn't know if he was going to throw a punch at Ballas or if that was just good-natured silence. Staring at each other, and I'm like, going, what's going on here with the stare down? We'll deliver an opinion on the Gruden resignation in terms of what happened there late last night. We got word of that as we were rolling in here to the Tullymore Golf Resort. Matt Golden, who is the CEO and also runs the Tullymore Golf Resort with the Minestrelli family. He'll join us. Mike Miller from Minestrelli Builders. Man, they're building. You look everywhere here. Real estate is hot at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. You can join us if you have a comment or question for Chris or Doug when it comes to Michigan football, Michigan State, and the Big Ten. I did get a text from Charles, who's listening in Detroit, I assume on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, or 94.7 FM HD Channel 2. He said, yeah, wow, a former Michigan player and the guy who runs the Wolverine.com breaking down Michigan State football. Sounds fair.
Hey, we're good in credit.
I said they're a very good football team because they are. They got playmakers.
You guys are fair.
Hey, yeah. We were talking last night and you have to tip the hat to Coach Tucker. You have to for what
he's national coach of the year. Here's what's up right now. He's national coach of the year right now. Just going on
six games.
Halfway point.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Yep.
Chris will defend Michigan. Doug Skeen here in the huge court of law will defend
Michigan the Spartans.
State. All right, so they got Kenneth Walker, who's the
yes.
best, arguably best college football player
really,
right
really
now.
Really good.
Okay.
His feet are amazing.
And Mel Tucker, halfway point.
Yep.
Kenneth Walker would be my halfway Heisman, and Mel Tucker is my national coach of the year.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
And Aiden Hutchinson might be the halfway point national defensive player.
He's up there.
He's having a great season.
Yep.
Right? So we
got
to give some Michigan love here.
But it's great to see the Big Ten. I mean, five Big Ten teams in the top
You're having
10.
A tough time saying anything nice about Michigan State.
I just said
Chris.
Kenneth Walker.
That's
was
not new.
Great,
That's not
I said
new.
Kenneth Walker was a great back. And I said he's got great feet. And I said that Mel Tucker should be the national coach
Do
of
you
the
think
year.
Kenneth There's Walker will win the Heisman and
no.
celebrate with the Michigan State
I can't
family?
Imagine.
I don't know that the sports writers down south are going to recognize a kid from Michigan State. sadly, they,
and a transfer from Wake Forest.
Here's the thing.
Well, could that be held against him? Right, that it shouldn't be
because the kid's lighting it up and they're playing really, really well. Yep. But I just don't know that the way the Heisman Trophy thing works nowadays is again, would the sports writers down south in the SEC land give that kind of credit to this kid? I have my reservations.
And give credit to their offensive line, too, because of the holes that he's running through. He's
absolutely
making his move before he gets to the linebackers there. And he's got 3 or 4 yards a lot of times before he's got to make his first move.
The quarterback is in his wide receivers, the Naylor kid, and they are absolutely making defenses sweat.
Except for Nebraska. And this is the interesting part when I was doing my breakdown with the Nebraska writer, because they got outgained like 460 to 220 or something in that game, which is, you know, blows my
Michigan
mind.
Michigan State did.
Yeah, to Nebraska.
Because Nebraska owned that second
they
half.
They did. And, I mean, they had, 15 yards in the second half? And if not for a bad punt, they lose that game at home. And everybody's, you got a different narrative here. That's a bad loss.
That might be the worst punt ever.
It was terrible.
Hold on. No, wait. The Lions punt after the ridiculous penalty and, like, the 12-yard punt. You remember that in Dallas? The playoff game?
Yeah. Jeez, we got a list. We could do a week of.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go to the golf. Stafford good.
We are.
Versus great. We're gonna talk Lions later. We got a lot to get to.
Okay.
I think you softening up to Michigan State and the love you're showing for Mel Tucker, Tom Izzo, it says something about you growing.
I don't remember
saying
anything about
Coach Izzo's name. The respect is implied.
Chris Malice.
Let me stop you right there.
From Wolverine.com. Doug Skeen, former Wolverine, joining us. Again, your comments on Michigan at Huge Show on Twitter. If you have questions for Chris or Doug, The Huge Show on Facebook. You want to join us live, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. A lot of conversations ahead as we're on the patio here on a beautiful mid-October day at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. Plenty of time for fall golf here at Tullymore through October. St. Ives has closed for the season. You can book a stay-and-play package or a tee time if you're within an hour, hour and a half. Lowest rates of the season until the course closes. And packages still available, including huge discounts on golf and lodging. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. More conversation on Michigan, Michigan State. We'll get to the Big Ten. 5 of the top 10 teams in America. Are they a superpower conference this year in football? Ballas shaking his head. Skeen,
yes.
Looking at
bad. Why not?
Oh.
I've had enough of the national sports scene bagging on our conference. Look at us.
I gotta
look
see
at how
Izzo's
good this league
jump
is.
In. We should get Izzo to jump in on this conversation. Look, Chris.
let's not be ashamed of being on top of the college football world. The Big Ten East is hands down. And
The top 10. Four from the same division.
Hey, listen, I did the season.
Yeah, today. In the gray skies here at the beautiful Tullymore Resort,
Big
Ten.
You should have said blue skies.
Yeah. Let's just be real.
Well,
I try to keep it real.
It's theater of the mind.
It's beautiful here. Fall colors.
Half of what you hear on this
golf
show
course
is real.
In a great,
right,
I'll go
with 51% is real.
Big Ten's on top of the world right now.
Yeah. Well, talk to me after the bowl season and after the playoffs.
Okay, so if
I will. We'll keep it real then, too.
Hold on. Before we go to break, if we lined up, we got the 5 Big Ten teams in the top 10, Iowa, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State, right? If we lined up then the other 5 in the top 10, which would be Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, Cincinnati, and who am I missing?
I'm Is Oregon in there still?
No, I don't know. Are they still? They're overrated. They got that Ohio State.
Yeah, and they won at Ohio State, you're going to be your Big Ten champion.
I want to line up and if you got college football and you have the 10 best teams in the country, Oregon, we were missing Oregon. Yeah. They're still in there.
Gosh,
how are they in front of Michigan State?
They got jammed by the officials in that Stanford game late.
Stanford's not that good.
I know they're not, but I'm telling you, there were 2 of the worst calls I've seen in college football this year against Oregon. It was in favor of Stanford to get them into overtime. Now, they had their chances, but I was appalled at the officiating at the end of that game.
So if we lined up our own little 10-team playoff with the top 10 right now today on this beautiful blue sky, 72 degrees and a light breeze out of the southwest here at the Tullymore Golf Resort, and we lined up and did a playoff and we did one versus and we'll go the highest-rated non-Big Ten team versus the Big Ten team. So your opening game would be Georgia versus Michigan State.
Georgia.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Yep. Yeah, Doug, I would take Georgia.
Yeah, I'd take Georgia, too. Iowa versus Oregon.
Oregon won at Ohio State.
Well, we'll say neutral site, just
right.
To be fair.
Oregon won at Ohio State.
And Iowa's biggest win is at Iowa State and Penn State.
Right, and they're solid. Don't get me wrong, but I think that's.
You say neutral site where?
That would be,
outdoors in Chicago.
Anchorage.
In the snow?
Anchorage.
Yeah.
Anchorage, Alaska. But we'll go.
Iowa's tough, man.
You guys have your joy. I'll go Iowa on that one.
Really?
Yes.
Over Oregon?
Yes.
I think Oregon's speed would destroy them. That's just my
opinion. Okay. So we have an opinion. We're not going to start
Iowa.
Fighting.
I'm going Iowa.
I mean, I hope we don't start fighting, but I will just give it a sports opinion.
Yeah.
So we're going two Iowas, one Oregon. Cincinnati and Penn State. No, hold on. Cincinnati and Michigan, it would be.
Oh, come on.
Okay. I'm going Michigan, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, excuse me, five-time Big Ten champion, four-time Rose Bowler.
Toss-up for me, I'll be honest.
Toss-up?
Cincinnati won.
Oh, my God.
Cincinnati handled Notre Dame, right?
Oh, my Lord.
Did. So, I'm not so sure how great Notre Dame is this year.
No.
We will have breaking news. Chris is overseeing Bearcat.com.
No, but I will say that I think Cincinnati's underrated. And people, just because
I said that earlier,
yeah,
that
because
Cincinnati's a team we're not talking about.
Not underrated, but they
remember
are.
Remember how they played Georgia last year?
Right. People are overlooking them, and that's a very well coached team
because of the league they play in.
Because it says Cincinnati.
How about Fickell? If his wife wanted to come to East Lansing, he would have been the coach instead of Mel Tucker.
Yeah, possibly.
Fickell's a good football coach.
He is.
All right. So then the next playoff game would be Oklahoma versus Penn State.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right.
Penn State's defense is outstanding.
We're doing the top 10. We're doing the five Big Ten teams versus the other five.
I'd say Penn State in that one. And I'll tell you,
10.
I mean, I don't do the transitive property thing, but the way that Oklahoma has played
transitive
is not
property.
That, right.
Are you reading a thesaurus before you do this show?
I did graduate from Michigan.
I think you're hanging around Skeen a lot because Skeen dropped some words when we're golfing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he must have, did he work at NASA?
Another Michigan grad.
I'm trying to read the putt, and he's going, Bill, the molecular structure of this putt says that it's going to lean towards the left with the gravitational pull. And I'm like, I'm going to follow the water vapor trail right now.
Right. That'd be better.
Okay, so you're going Oklahoma, Penn State.
I'm saying Penn State.
I'm taking Penn State, too. Yep. Alabama, I tell this little exercise of
it's fun.
Some cool games.
Yes. Yeah.
Alabama, Ohio State then would be the last one.
I'd go with Bama probably.
Mm-mm.
Ohio State can drop points on people no one's
Texas
business.
Texas A&M can beat Alabama. Ohio State can beat Alabama.
But see, that's the transitive property thing. Just because you go into that
one
environment.
One time on the word.
That's where it's going. It's like,
or the two words.
Right, exactly. But when you say, like, Michigan going into Nebraska, but Nebraska lost to Illinois, you can't really do that type of thing. You know?
I'll do this type of thing that I don't think Alabama has the defense. Even when that opener when they beat up on Miami was going up and down the field, and they haven't been a good football team.
Yeah.
I don't think Alabama has the defense.
Yeah.
And their quarterback had the first hostile environment game, and it didn't pan out well.
Yeah. I don't know that Ohio State has the great defense either, though.
I don't know if they do
Ohio
either. They're better, but I would take Ohio State.
Yeah, neutral site, not Tuscaloosa.
Those wide receivers, and they've always got a stable of running backs. I mean, they can just score 50 points.
I love that.
Here's the wonderful part about it. We're going to see some of these matchups in bowl games, probably, if you look at, like, the Outback Bowl.
And they were projected Michigan-Notre Dame. That Notre Dame, they say, is going to be good enough to get the Fiesta Bowl. I don't see that happening.
No, I can't. Well, but if they're close enough.
9-3, right?
Exactly.
And they get their TV draw.
Exactly.
It's a made-for-TV.
Exactly, Michigan Notre Dame, and then we don't have to wait till 2033 skiing to see Michigan beat Notre Dame again.
I don't play Notre Dame.
Why?
Doug
Notre
does
Dame,
not
you know what?
Notre Dame.
With the way everything's going, okay, with this, and we'll talk about it later. With this expansion, and now the 12-team playoff looks like it's dead in the water because of this SEC alliance or the Big Ten, ACC, Pac-12. Notre Dame's going to be forced to join a conference. They will be forced to join a conference.
And what conference do you think that's going to be, Bill?
It's going to be ACC.
Yeah, it ain't going to be ours.
No, they're not going to join the Big Ten. They want to join the ACC. And now when you look at Clemson and Florida State, who's the team you have to get by? Wake Forest is the only undefeated ACC team right now. Wake Forest that lost Kenneth Walker to Michigan State.
North Carolina.
North Carolina played. Mac Brown can't coach.
No.
Who? And Dabo,
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech. They almost beat Notre Dame, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, Notre Dame came back. That was a good win. A lot to talk about here. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, one of our Michigan insiders, Doug Skeen. With Ballas, they do the Michigan Football Podcast every week. You can hear it at TheHugeShow.net. Michigan comments, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. We are live on the patio about 45 minutes north of GR at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes. You can book a tee time through October here at the Tullymore Golf Course. Huge deals on tee times and stay and play packages at TullymoreGolf.com.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambition. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at BeanGarter.com. That is BeanGarter.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they have another huge offer this week. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, and then just bet $1 on any NFL game, and you can win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's called a no-brainer bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code HUGE, bet just $1 on any NFL game and get $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Tuesday broadcast on the patio here at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. It's our bye week breakdown with Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com and also Doug Skeen, five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman. How did he get five? Redshirt year, late 80s, early 90s. Went on to play in the NFL and now lives on the east side of the state. Also with Ballas, they do the weekly Michigan football podcast at thewolverine.com. We're talking Michigan, Michigan State, Big Ten, top 25. We'll get to the Lions, good versus great. When we talk about the team, might be bad versus good. Are they snake bitten? 1917, Chris brought up the Matrix. All these games. We need to figure that out. What is it about 1917? Speaking of the NFL, John Gruden, we got it late last night. You told me when I pulled into Tullymore that he had resigned. Doug, when you read the New York Times story and you look at the emails, I'm not a if you listen to the show, I'm not a fan of the cancel culture, but there's a point that you have to know when you're writing emails, and some of the things he said, you just can't do it in an email.
No brainer.
No, not at all. You just.
But if you're thinking that, then you shouldn't be coaching these guys anyway.
Right. That's the thing. It's like.
Well, that's it. And that's a debate where some are saying, well, it's private. It's as personal. Well, there's a line here.
You know, for me, it's,
as a coach,
it's choose your leaders and your leadership carefully. And you think that you know people, and you see these people on television, and you know that persona that we see on television is not necessarily who they are. So, you know, no one is perfect for sure, but this is a little bit different than that. This mm-hmm. is different in that, you know, I think we always knew Gruden was the tough guy. I kind of like that whole, you know, the Chucky thing, and if you watch his quarterback show, he's always, you know, saying kind of locker room-ish things, but not to this level. And in today's culture, in today's standards of leadership, those things that were said and put in email, yeah, that's really, really not good. And you're no longer worthy of a leadership position for now. But here's the difference for me.
And he resigned.
And you resign.
He's lucky to resign and not be fired.
But here's the thing. For me, this you know, his television career, the coaching thing is over, right? But at some point, I think it's important to remember that people are absolutely all fall short. Some more than others, but at some point, is it going to be okay to say hi to John Gruden if you saw him in an airport and not be a jerk to him or just be nasty to him? And I would like to see some sort of apology. And I know he's
from the heart. There was
a written one,
yeah, not a corporate communication policy. Something, the interview from the heart about this. This is why I said it, because originally when there was one email. When you heard that, even Tirico and Tony Dungy were defending Gruden just this past Sunday night. And then when it came to light through the leaked email, 650,000 that the NFL was going through with the Washington football team because of allegations of misconduct with female employees, that when it went down the list of homophobic and racist.
No, it was just hateful, Bill.
It was hateful stuff. It was a lot of hate that. It's a balance. People say, well, it's just a cancel culture. No. If you look at the list, if it's one and you could say, hey, it was a joke or you knew somebody, it's different. But when you go down the list and you read what was said and what was in those emails, it was a no-brainer for him to resign. And he's lucky he wasn't fired.
And you have insight into who he really is, I guess, and what he really believes, and he can apologize all he wants to, but that doesn't change the fact that we've got a snapshot of who you are here, and you put it on out there.
Several snapshots.
Exactly. So I don't feel sorry for him. And, yeah, you know, maybe people can be nice to him, and maybe he can do some things to show, you know, that I've changed. But as of right now, I can't sit here and tell you that this guy is, you know, deserves a, you know, any kind of a second chance at all. I think he needs... frankly, to...
Well, so he's got an opportunity, as anybody else would, who makes these kind of galactic mistakes in their life, to redeem yourself, to go out, and you don't have to do it in front of television cameras. Go out and have a positive influence on people's lives and get to know and understand what other people are going through so that he can take his enormous wealth, which he clearly has, and hopefully make a difference going forward. That's the best you can hope for.
The one thing I will say... that John Gruden deserved to be fired or forced to resign, but the NFL cannot have a double standard when it comes to anybody connected to the league on what they say or what they do, no matter the color of their skin, religion, or their gender. Their policies have to be consistent with accountable actions for all. Players, coaches, assistants, employees, trainers, vendors at a stadium, whatever it is, who's ever under the NFL umbrella, you cannot have one set of rules for one side and different rules for the other. To me, that is the most important thing here, that the line we cross on Dave Chappelle and a comedian, or even in music, some will say, well, look at the NFL halftime show. I can separate entertainment, art, whatever you want to call it, whether you like rap or don't like rap, or Chappelle and a comedian and his Netflix special, I can separate that. But when you're in a position of power and leadership, there are different rules you have to live by. And what the NFL has to do, not only with Gruden, but with players, that it is, there is no double standard. All will be held accountable for tearing down somebody because of the color of their skin, their religion, or their race. And to me, that's the most important thing the NFL needs to learn from this. We'll have more here from the Tullymore Golf Resort. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Doug Skeen, former Wolverine offensive lineman. A lot of football conversation. Touch on baseball, the Tigers, the MLB playoffs, and golf versus Stafford. Good versus great was born here on this patio.
That bet took place right here.
The good versus great conversation long before they each took a first snap in their respective uniforms. So we'll get to Ballas and Skeen and your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Up next, Matt Golden. He is a CEO, GM here at the Tullymore Golf Resort. We'll talk about all the good things happening now through October and even into 2022. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hockey season is here and we love hockey, don't we? So does BetMGM. Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on the NHL, an official sports betting partner of BetMGM. Simply place a $10 money line wager on any game. If either team scores a goal in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET200. That's SHEPBET200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the NHL action like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if a goal is scored in any game you wager on, you're a winner. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan Tuesday broadcast with Superfly Hayes. Back in GR at 96.1 FM, The Game, our flagship station, Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store studios. You can join in with your comments on Michigan, Michigan State, and Big Ten and college football. Doug Skeen and Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com are joining me here on the patio for the bye week breakdown at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Less than an hour north of GR. Still time to get a tee time through the end of October. Stay and play packages available through October, including discounts on golf and lodging. And Matt Golden is the CEO and also GM. Unbelievable quick summer now into fall and the final month of the season here at Tullymore. And if you're planning ahead for a business outing, charity outing, wedding reception 2022. You need to book it right now. And Matt, we talked last spring in our first conversation on the Huge Show across Michigan, and here we are with a very quick 2021 golf season that isn't over yet.
Absolutely. We've got a few weeks left at our Tullymore course, but it's hard to believe that the colors are coming out of the trees and we're down to our final few weeks here, you know, before things wrap up.
All right. What are some of the deals? Stay and play packages, tee times for those that live within an hour, hour and a half, couple hours of Tullymore here in Canadian Lakes. Some of the fall specials they can take advantage of right now.
Absolutely. You're going to get the best rates of the season right now. We're down into our shoulder season rates, and so that's lowered the price, made things even more affordable up here. When you put it together in a package, obviously you're going to get discounts on your hotel and on your golf round, or you can book a tee time to just come up and join us for the day on TullymoreGolf.com.
Yeah, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Let's look ahead to 2022. If a group wants to put together a couple of days, 3 days here at Tullymore with all the lodging you have available, different levels, groups of two to over 400, weddings, receptions, corporate outings, corporate events where you tie in business and golf. You do it all here at Tullymore. So 2022 bookings, I assume, are happening right now.
Absolutely. Now's the time to start talking to us because a lot of our rebookings from this year are already filling some of those prime days and prime weekends for next year. And as we look into next year, when you talk to us right now, you're going to lock in this year's rates before we look at adjusting our rates in December. So when you call us right now, you're going to get lower prices for next year when you book for next year right now.
And you can book online at TullymoreGolf.com, or you'll see the phone numbers where you can talk directly with your team here, Matt, at Tullymore to set up your 2022 booking and Christmas parties. You know, a lot of people are looking for venues for a Christmas party coming up in November and December. You also can do those Christmas parties here at Tullymore. Is that just for the party? Can you provide lodging? How does that work?
You know, it's great because we do have the lodging that's open year-round here. So for a lot of the companies that want to do a Christmas party but are worried about maybe people driving home in the evening, or, you know, people can grab a room here and stay and be safe, enjoy their evening with some dinner, some cocktails, and really celebrate the year.
Perfect spot for your next corporate gathering, or maybe you and 20 guys get together and 20 couples, whatever it is, every year for golf. You need to book something in 2022 and take advantage of the stay and play rates right now at TullymoreGolf.com. And if you want to talk to somebody live, you'll see the phone number and the hours where the Tullymore team will work with you to make your corporate event, gathering, outing, your family event, whatever you want to do with the buddies, with employees, with the friends. You have that outing, you've gone, you've tried all these other places. Trust me when I say you need to experience the Tullymore Golf Resort. Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So those of you now listening on 96.1 The Game, NGR, new flagship station, you are less than an hour from one of the top public courses in America. And you can experience it through the end of October and also stay and play packages and watch some football.
Absolutely.
And hit the golf ball.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. Matt Golden, CEO, general manager here at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me back on today.
A year together, buddy.
Absolutely. It's been a great year.
All right. Matt Golden joining us here on the patio. So end of October, they'll close Tullymore, the golf course. But, you know, you can eat, the lodging, the Christmas party, so much more. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. Huge question of the day. You can answer this, and we'll get comments from Skeen and Ballas. What has impressed you the most about Michigan and Michigan football in their 6-0 starts? The most impressive thing. You can answer that at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And when you come to Tullymore, you're not too far from the beautiful Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, which is less than an hour, probably 35 minutes from Tullymore. So go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. Check out everything they have to offer, the shows, the dining, and more. at SoaringEagleCasino.com. That is SoaringEagleCasino.com. And also download the Eagle Access app. If you miss any of our conversation with Skeen Ballas or any broadcast, Superfly puts together the podcast. You can listen 24/7 on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. Log on and listen when you want to at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.